Okay, we are at the beginning of the sixth parak of Masechet Shabbos. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Vame Isha Yotza Uvame Eino Yotza. With what can an Isha, with a woman, go out on Shabbos, and with what can she not go out? So remember a couple of days ago, when we did Dafnun Aleph, we spoke about why Perek Bameh Behema is before Bameh Isha. Both of these prakim are about issues related to Hotza'ah. And Bameh Behema was about animal carrying out Masui's burdens, A, and B, the issue of Shvisas Behemto, the issue of the animal resting on Shabbos, not doing work for you. This Perek is, and we mentioned, because Shvisas Behemto is connected to a Daraisa, that's one of the reasons that it was first. Bameh Isha is all about, generally about Durabanans. Not totally, but generally about Durabanans. And if you look at the top Rashi explains that. Bameh Isha Yotza, Dahavi Tachshit Velo Masui, what is called a Tachshit, a jewelry, something that goes on her, Velo Masui, and it wouldn't be a burden. V'ika Dahavi Tachshit V'goza Be'rabanan. There are two issues. Number one, is it a Tachshit or a Masui? Masui would be related to issues of Hotzah, but even if it is a Tachshit, it still could be problematic Midrabanan. V'goza Be'rabanan, Dilma Shalfa Umachvi L'chaverta. Sometimes it'll be something nice that she would want to show her friends, chashivuso, it's chashivus, and then after taking it off, showing it to her friends, that she might come to walk dalaramas in Rosh Hasharabim with it. So that's why the Rabbanim made a gzera that certain items that are called, even if they are takshit, but if they're so nice and it's derech for women to take it off, to show their friends what it is, look, I got this new thing, so then they were also goes there, not walking out with it in Rosh Hasharabim. So that is the reasons for the for many of the items that are going to be mentioned in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. So it says here, just one ha'ara, Dilbasi Lasui Dalanamas Rosh Hasharabim, which is exactly what the Gemara is going to say in a minute, that we're worried about Dalanamas Rosh Hasharabim. In a number of places in Rosh Hashanah, in Megillah, and others, Tosfos asks that sometimes there are gzeiras against being maver Dalanamas Rosh Hasharabim more than, let's say, a gzeira of carrying me Rosh Hasharabim Rosh Hasharabim. We know there are two aspects of Hotzah. There's the Dalanamas and Rosh Hasharabim, carrying it for Amos, and also going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hasharabim, or vice versa. So asks Tosfos in a number of places, why is it that we're worried in, let's say, for example, in Gzeira Duraba, where Rabba says you're not allowed to blow shofar or Megillah, or shofar Megillah and Lulav on Shabbos because Gzeira Shem Yever Dalet Amos. Tosfos asks, why aren't you worried about, you know, carrying from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hashanah and vice versa? Maybe you'll have the lulav in your hand in your house and you walk outside with it. Why aren't we worried about that? We're only worried about carrying Dalet Amos to Rosh Hasharabim. So here too, we're only worried that she's going to be in Rosh Hasharabim and take it off and walk Dalet Amos. Why aren't we worried that she's going to see her friend outside? She's going to be in her house. She's going to say, oh, I have to go show this to Rivki. She's going to run out of her house with it in her hand. Why aren't we worried about that? Why aren't we worried about Dalet Amos? So Rashi and Tosfos have that discussion in a number of places. One of them is in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes Mabez. Tosfos quotes Rashi. First, he's the bottom Tosfos. He says, he says maybe the one reason is because there's a chisaron in the case of Hotza'ah, Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim, or vice versa. Because there, let's say you picked it up and you didn't have in mind to take it out, and then you decided to take it out. So that's not going to be chayiv. And that's a lot of times you have it in your hand and then you decide to take it out. So that case would be pater, so that's why it's lo psikale. It's not always that you're going to be chayiv. But Tosfos gives another pshat, which is a very pshuto shel gemara pshat. V'nira, the Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim, isla hakeira. There's something to remind you. There's the door of your house. When you're going outside, you remember, oh, I can't take it outside the house. So there's a hacker, so that's why we don't think of gzeira against that. But Rosh Hasharabim, zimri delava daita, you won't remember at Shabbos. There's no hacker staring at you in the face. You just won't remember at Shabbos, and therefore, you might come carry a Dalet Amos in Rosh Hasharabim. So that's why various times Chazal were gozer against Dalet Amos and not against Hotzah. Again, I'm not going to, in a couple of weeks, you're going to have the Gemaras of Hotzah. I think it's on Tzadik Vav Mabez, right at the beginning of Hazorik. There is a discussion that these two aspects, I think we mentioned this all at the beginning of the Masechet, like, might be related. Dalet Amos versus Rabim itself might be a form of Hotzah Mirshus L'Rishus. There's a Bala Mora that says that Dalet Amos and Rosh Hasharabim is really Rishusa Shal Adam is Dalet Amos. The four Amos of a person are really his own. There's a Kenyan Dalet Amos, the things in your four Amos, your Kona It, Midrabanan. So that might be a form of Hotzah. When you go out of your Dalet Amos, you're being Motzi Mirishus L'Rishus. So those two, at least in Lamdis, might be connected. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, with what can a woman go out? With what can't a woman go out? So we did the Rashi, and we did why Dalan Amos Rishas are out. A woman can't go out with strings of wool in her hair, as we'll see. She has these little decorative strings in her hair. She can't go out with them. We'll see why. V'lo b'chutei pishtan, or with strings of threads of flax. V'lo b'ritzuos shibarosha, or with other types of ritzuos and strings in her hair. V'lo titbol b'hem achidarafim. And by the way, says the Mishnah, seemingly it's by the way, says the Mishnah, she cannot be toveles, going to a mikveh with these items on her body until she loosens them. That's what the Mishnah says. The pashtus of that line has nothing to do with Masechah Shabbos, and therefore the Gemara is going to ask on that in a minute. But that's the pashtus. What does it mean, chutet semer, in her hair? So here's there's a little discussion between Rashi and Tosfos here. Chutet semer, the last wide line, Rashi says, shekola'as bahen saira, that she braids her hair with. She's not allowed to go out with them because she braids her hair with them. Keep that in mind. Let's just do the first few lines of the Gemara, and then we'll be able to come back to the Rashi and the Tosfos. Let's continue the Mishnah, fourth line. V'lo b'totafos v'lo b'sarbitin v'zman she'enan tfurin. She's not allowed to go out with these two different jewelry items, as we'll see, that hang from her hat, when b'zman she'enan tfurin, where they're not tied down to her hat. Because then there's going to be a chashash that she's going to remove them in order to show them to her friend. So that's why it's we're worried about it. V'lo... what about if they're tefurin? If they're tied on, why aren't we worried she's gonna show it to her friends? She'll take the whole hat off. She'll take the whole covering off. So why aren't we worried? So Rashi says, right, the din of kisi rosh. Din of kisi rosh, as we're gonna talk about a little bit on Nunzayin Mabez. So a woman's not gonna take off her whole head covering, right? There's a few mishnayos. Where does it say? Is there a mishnah chayiv isha lachasos rosha bachutz? There's no real Mishnah that says that mefurish. There are Mishnahs that imply that very strongly. There's a Mishnah in Ksuba Sayin Beis, that the one of Das Moshe Das Yehudis, that whole, the rules and regulations of Yahadus. So there are lists. One of the cases where a woman is can be divorced is she goes out, Yosef Rosh HaLashuk, Yosef HaLashuk Rosh HaParua. Right, so there, again, obviously Rosh HaParua is not allowed. Here too, Bizman She'enan Tfurin, the way Rashi explains it is that if it's Tfurin, it's allowed to go out, because no woman's going to take the whole thing off. That's what Rashi here says. She'enan tells us, Shifa Me Rosh HaBashuzar, I'm Shetakala Kol Saira. It's not going to happen. What about a Pinuya? That's a good question. We're going to get to it in a minute. What about a Pinuya? Remind me of the beginning of the Gemara, when we talk about the Tevila. Aaron's question is whether that Pnuya, who doesn't cover her hair, is this a smach to the Rambam that even a Pnuya has to have braided hair? But even the Rambam doesn't say it has to be covered, it has to be braided. But you're right, that's going to be a question in a minute. V'lo b'kavul, Rosh HaRabim, a woman can't go out with a kavul to Rosh HaRabim. What's a kavul? The Gemara is going to explain it. Interesting though, the Gemara, Rashi again quotes the Gemara later on. Why is a kavul is also a type of extra item or a type of jewelry? So what? Why is that? And the Gemara says that's only also to Rosh HaSarabim. Rather, Rashi's man daik apoto achatzer it's mutter. Why? Because Rashi explains here that we're making so many gzeiros against jewelry. We got to give a woman some jewelry that she can wear. She's got to look beautiful on Shabbos. She's got to be shlotas gan al baila. She's got to be yafetu. Right? Shabbos is a special day, so we have to give her some allowance. So we'll give her the kavul. We'll give her a little bit of jewelry in order to prevent problems. That's why Dafka says there was just a rabbin there. V'lo be'ir shel zahav. Literally, not with the golden city. What is that? The Irshel Zahav. So Rashi here says, again, another type of jewelry, Nushka, in the Umitzayrin Bakamin Ir. What's a Nushka? So if you look in the Targum Loaze, the Laz, so Nushka is a type of clasp, a type of pin, which has is a golden type of pin. Irshel Zahav. If you look at, if you turn to Dafim for a minute, if you look at Nun Tesam and Aleph, the bottom Tosvos, on Nun Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara, this Tosfos really belongs on our Mishnah. V'lo be'ir shel zahav, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, v'lav haynu nushka, k'dibirish b'kuntris. It's not nushka like Rashi says, because, etc. Skip, the end of the line. V'yavakad Rabbeinu Hazam amul shotitz kazur ala teres chasana v'kalos v'akalo asra ala b'shabis. Tosfos says he thinks it's a crown. It's a crown of a city. It's a crown of a city of in a pictures of like a skyline in gold. So he says, that's what you're not allowed to wear. And Tosfos says, even though it says in other places that you're not allowed to wear any crowns anymore, after the Churban HaBayis, which we're gonna talk about Hashem a little bit at the end of today's year. Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafka Lachasan of Akalos, because of Lovel Shabbani Adam. No, the Gzeira against wearing these crowns are against Dafka crowns of Chasanim and Kalos. And you can wear a crown during the, you can wear a Rosh Chodesh crown, but you can't wear a Chasan and Kala crown. So that's why this is a Gzeira of Bizman HaGemara already, post Churban HaBayis, part of the many halachas that, you know, many of us aren't, don't remember, don't realize, but there are halachas of Zeicha L'Churban. This is one of them. There are poskim that talk about special, all kalas have types of things on their head that hold their veil in place. But there are some poskim, Rabbi Willig, and others are makpid on the very golden, like all golden tiaras, which are golden crowns that women wear. You know, if it's mostly fabric, most of them are mostly fabric. Mostly fabric, the Gemara is going to be b'chalik, that's not a problem. But if it's all gold, you just got to make sure with a posek that it's not a problem of a tiara of chupas ka, of a teres kalos included in this gzera. But this is Ir Shel Zahav. So Rashi says it's a class. Tosfos says it's not a problem that I isn't also during the week if it's a crown. No, the difference between chasen and kalos and others. The Rishash is a third pshat. The Rishash says the difference is Ir Shel Zahav, right? Yerushalayim Ir Zahav, the song. So the difference is Yerushalayim and other cities. If it's dafka, a replica of Yerushalayim, that's the problem. Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, the Rishash says. And he thinks that's the shakla v'tayi of the Gemara. Because the Gemara that we just, on the Tosam and Aleph, the Tosam that we just referred to, the Gemara says, my Ir Shel Zahav? And the Gemara answers Yerushalayim to Dava, Yerushalayim of gold. So what's the Gemara's question? What is it? So the Rishash understands the question as, what do you mean Ir Shel Zahav? Isn't that usher even during the week? And the answer is, Yerushalayim to Dava. No, it just means Yerushalayim of Zahav is usher. That's where the Gzeira was against. You have the replica of that. But any other city is not a problem. So those are three pshatim in the Mishnah. What is Ir Shel Zahav mean? Leiter, velo biktala, velo benizamim. And you also, other types of jewelry, the Gemara's going to explain what they are, nizamim rings, velo b'tabas she'ino le'chosam, you can't go out with a ring that does not have a chosam, a signet on it. The signet would make it even worse, maybe. But tabas she'ino le'chosam, one is not allowed to go out with, velo b'machat she'ino nekuva, and not with a needle which doesn't have its eye, she'ino nekuva. Remember, we had the whole Gemara 2 days ago of the machtos, the needles. But if you go out with it, it's not going to be a da'oraisa. Because remember, all of these are tachshit and it's all gzera. You might come to take it off. So none of this is da'oraisa. This is all pater aval os. Fine, let's do a few lines of the Gemara. Tvila mandakar shmei. What's going on? Why is the halakha tvila mentioned? What did the Mishnah say? It says all these things you can't go out with. And in your hair, the strings and the threads. And by the way, you have to loosen them before you go to the mikvah. So ask the Gemara, why are we bringing this in? There's a whole mesechta called mesechta's mikvos. You could say Hilchas Chatzitza there, Hilchas of having to take things off before you go to the mikvah. Again, that's I didn't mention that before. There's the halach of Chatzitza, right, which is any halachic interference between a person's body when they have a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, and there can't be any, the water has to touch every part of their body. Even parts of the body that are not open to the water has to at least be roy l'bias mayim. That's the halach of kala roy l'bilo. Roy l'bias mayim, it has to be fit for water to get in. So for example, inside your mouth, a woman doesn't have to keep her mouth open when she goes to the mikvah. Water does not have to go in her mouth, but it has to be roy, able to go in her mouth, which means she can't have any blockages, major blockages within her teeth, between her teeth. That's where the whole discussion of the different types of fillings and different types of other items that might be attached to a woman's body. But that's the halach of chatzitza. There can't be a chatzitza on her body. There can't be a chatzitza within her body. It has to be at least roy l'bias mayim. So, says the Gemara, but tefillah mandakar shmei, who cares about the halacha of tefillah right now? It's a wonderful halacha. We're very, very important halacha. But why is it in Masechta Shabbos? So he answers the Gemara, Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Bar, Vua my time kamar. No, it's connected. It's not a by the way. This is dafka connected to the gzera here. Ma tam lo teitze isha lo b'chutei tzemer, lo b'chutei pishtan. Why is it that a woman can't go out with these things and rechoshes that she's going to take them off? Dafka for this reason. Because during the week, the woman has to take these off before she goes to the mikvah. Because during the week, she has to take them off before she goes to the mikvah. That's exactly why on Shabbos, Chazal made the gzera against these types of head accoutrements. Dilma misrimalei tefila shel mitzvah. Maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah Friday night. V'shar yelahu, and she will untie them. And what was going to happen? She it. That's exactly the point. She might come to loosen them and then carry them because of this. By the second half of the Mishnah, with all the types of jewelry, she's going to take them off to show her friends. That's nothing to do with the mikvah. But the first half of the bit, why are you going to take a string out of your hair to show your friend? That's such a beautiful thing. You have a woolen thread to show your friend? No, that part of the Mishnah is not about showing your friend. That part of the Mishnah is because we're worried, what about she might have to go to the mikvah, and therefore she'll have to take them off, because she knows Hilchas Chatzitza. And because of that, that is why we're worried she's going to walk with them, Dalan Amos, in Rishus HaRabim. So it's not a side point, it's Gufa part of the Mishnah. No, but Bizanche Tfurin, that part of it, that's already the second half. That might be that's talking about the totafas and sarbitin, which are like jewelry types of items. So that's those items. Two ha'aras. One is what Aaron had asked before. There's a ber heitev in Hilchas Shabbos. Could also be in Hilchas Nida. But in Hilchas Shabbos, beginning of Shin Gimel. Shin Gimel is this where this halakha is quoted. She can't go out with any of these in a place without an Erev. Because she has to remove them b'shas tefila, we're worried that she might go with the Dalan Amos in Rishus HaRabim. And the Ber Heitev there quotes Kasav HaBer Heitev Ashelafanai. Not exactly sure. This is the Ber Heitev quoting the Ber Heitev. Not exactly sure how that works, but here it is. Kasav HaBer Heitev Ashelafanai V'im HaBesula Asura B'pnei Gzeira Zut Sarach Iyin. I'm not sure if a psula, what he means here is a non-married woman, not a psula, but gzeira tzarachin, I'm not sure if she's included in this gzeira. Ki ha psula tzasuras litla, k'ma shakaz av yoradeya simen kuf pei gimel. He quotes a tshuva of the rivash. Tshuva of the rivash, one of the later Rishonim, is quoted in the first simen in Hilchas Nida, kuf pei gimel, pnuyos are usur to go to the mikvah. Usur, not just, not don't have to. But we paskin this way. A non-married woman is not allowed to go to the mikvah, period. Even in the olden days, they used to go on Erev Yom Kippur. Non-married women, the Shulchan Aruch says, cannot go to the mikvah. Already in the Zman of the Rivash, 600 years ago, it already caused problems. When we go to the mikvah, and it's just, I go to the mikvah, and therefore it's not as bad what I do. Chas v'shalom, we don't allow it. They made an Isser Chomer for women who are not married to go to the mikvah. So ask the Ber Heite, if women, these are women are not allowed to go to the mikvah, but forget not knowing to go to the mikvah. If they're not allowed to, so maybe they're allowed to go out with these things, because the whole reason for this Gzeira is because she might take them off when she goes to the mikvah, but these women don't have to go to the mikvah, are not allowed to go to the mikvah. So the very deep answer is the obvious, low plug. What do you mean as a cane also? So a woman who is in menopause. Also regarding her. ODD ain't suffix. So the Ber Heitev says that he doesn't have the suffix of the Ber Heitev. The low plug rabbanim betakanta v'chein kasa betas. Low plug. Even if the reason might not apply, still the gzera applies. So wouldn't this gzera cause problems in the house of Kohanim? This gzera is post churban, right? So bizman abayis lachora, we're not going to have this gzera anymore. I mean, now our whole much of our behavior would cause problems. I mean, the fact that we treat every dam as dam tameya. There's dam tohar after you have a baby for 33 and 66 days. So that's going to mess up the whole counting. There's a lot of halachas that we're machmir bizman hazeh, but there's a mesha chachma somewhere ala shas. I think somewhere ala tor. I think in Mitzora, one of those parshas that says that alas alavo, everything's going to go back to normal. That ziva and zava gedola and nida, it's all going to change back because we have to know the halachas. We have to know what carbon to bring. Right, you have to know what the Yoledes and this, so it's all gonna go back. So this is low plug. Okay, it's the first time we have low plug since a couple of weeks ago. I have a great low plug story. So I was when I took a trip with my wife. So on the way back from the trip, so we're on an airplane. We're taxiing from the runway. Again, this once you hear this story, you understand low plug. We're taxiing from the runway, from the place where you get on the plane. What's that called again? From the gate, thank you, from the gate to the runway. And all of a sudden, they make all their announcements, and they go through the security, and they say, everybody turn off your cell phones and beepers, etc., etc. And all of a sudden, there's some hubbub in the front of the plane, and it comes back through the grapevine that there's one guy who refuses to turn off his cell phone. He's on the cell phone. They asked him, the flight attendant asked him like three times, he refuses. They're like, turn it off. Whether it makes sense or not to turn it off, that's the rule when you get on the plane. So he refuses. So he says, take me off the plane. So they did. So we turned around. We had all had a delay. The pilot announced there is a customer service issue. We have to return to the gate. So we didn't know exactly what it was. Went back to the gate. The guy got off. Baruch Hashem, he didn't look Jewish. Baruch Hashem, there was no Chilul Hashem involved. And he got off the plane. Fine. They closed the door. They start going away from the gate again. And all of a sudden, they start going through the whole security again. 5 minutes ago, we heard it. They start going to the pull tags and the oxygen masks and this. We mama just heard it 5 minutes ago. They're doing the same video. So I asked one of them. So I said, what's going on here? She says, there's a rule. Whenever you close the doors of the plane, you got to go through the security system. I said, low plug. Unbelievable. It doesn't make sense. We just heard it 5 minutes ago. Nobody else got on the plane. It says, low plug. That's it. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so that's the... That's why that happened. So I could have this muscle, right? Low plug. That's it, right? Okay. Boy, mine Rav Kahana, me Rav. Rav Kahana says from Rav, ask Rav, Tichi Chalilta Mai. So what about this Tichi Chalilta? Rashi quotes that this is a... I'll have to get back to the Machlokas. Rashi Tosis on top. We'll get back to that if we have time. Tichi Chalilta Mai. If I don't have time, just look at it. How exactly are the Chute... I'll just mention it in about 30 seconds. The Chute Seyar in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Chute Tzemer and Seyar are in her Shekolas Ben Saira. She braids her hair with it. So Tosfos just asks, there's an Isser D'Oraisa of, could be D'Oraisa, there's an Isser of braiding hair on Shabbos. Isser D'Rabbanan, let's say. Braiding hair on Shabbos is also Mishim Bonah, says the Gemara later on. So we're choshes that she's going to violate a D'Rabbanan and untie her hair, right, to violate the Kliya. So that's why Tosfos doesn't like Rashi Pshat. He doesn't want to assume that women are going to violate D'Rabbanans in order to go to the mikvah. Therefore, he says it's not kalu, it's not braided. The hair, it's on the hair some other way. But you have to answer up for Rashi how it could be braided in. Okay, weiter. What about tichi chalota? What is that? Rashi explains that this is some type of woven strings, chutin, that are loose, that go in the hair. So because they're loose, the question of the Gemara is twofold. Are they chatzitzos? Right? Do they prevent the water from getting in? And B, if they are a chatzitza, then look, or they'd be also to go out with on Shabbos, because we just said that's the reason for the gzera. Amar lei, so two answers of the Gemara, two formulations. Arik kamrit, kashu arik lo gazru. You're talking about something woven? Anything woven lo gazru, there's no gzera for. A, because it's not chayitz, you can't tighten it. It is what it is. And therefore it's loose and the water can get through and it's not a chatzitza. So that's answer number one. Don't worry about it. Idvarnami Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Chashu Arig Lo Gazru. Again, anything woven, there's no gzeira. V'ikadamri Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Second formulation of the answer. Chazino lach vasoid lo kapten alayhu. I saw my sisters, they were never makbid to take these out when they were rochets themselves, when they were rochets themselves, when they washed themselves. In other words, you see that they're not makbid about it. And therefore what? If they're not makbid about it, so Rashi, there's a big Rashi on the last few skinny lines. Says Rashi, because they're not makbid about it, it must be they get clean even with it in their hair, and therefore it must be that the water gets through, and therefore it's not a chatzitza, and therefore you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Okay, two answers: whether it's kolshu arig or I saw my sisters were makbid about it. My ika ben hachlisha lebein hachlisha. What's the difference between these two formulations? Ika ben ad tanifan. What if it's dirty? What if it's dirty? Well, hachlisha damar kashu arig lo gazru hainanami arig. So if you say the issue is arig woven versus not woven, then who cares if it's dirty? It's still woven, and therefore water's going to get through, and there's no chatzitza issue, and there's no gzera. You're going to go out with it on Shabbos. Well, hachlisha damar mishum kpeda. But if you say it's an issue of kpeda that my sisters were never are not makbid on it, so then keep it to tanifa mikbid kapti alayu. So then if it's dirty, Rashi explains the betzias. So then when I go down into the mikvah, when I come back up, it's going to get all this mud and stuff stuck in it, and I'm going to be makbid. I'm going to take it off, even though it's not a chatzitza issue. Rashi explains, I'm still in the first day. Second day is a little difficult, but Rashi says even though water is going to get through, it's not a chatzitza issue, but I'm still worried that the woman is going to take it off because she doesn't want to get her hair all dirty, and therefore there's going to be a gzeira going out with it on Shabbos, even by a dirty this item, if it is metunef, if it is dirty. So you see, kpeda plays a role by hilchas Shabbos here. Even though there's no chatzitza issue, there is a hilchas Shabbos issue. We know in hilchas nida, kpeda also plays an issue. We know there's by hilchas chatzitza, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this at the beginning of Kuf Sadeches in Yoredeya. Really, in hilchas chatzitza, there are three levels. We'll learn this when in the chasson class. There's three levels of chatzitza. Mida oraisa, one requires rubo umakbin for a chatzitza da oraisa. It has to cover rove of the body, and a woman or a man who's on a mikdash has to be makbid that it's on their body. So basically, to have a chatzitza d'araisa, you have to be in a wetsuit. I mean, there's not much, you have to be caked in mud on most of your body. I mean, that's a chatzitza d'araisa. It has to be ruba or makbid. A. B, second level is a chatzitza midirabanan. Either or. Rove of the body, or makbid to, you don't like it on. So that's level two. Either or. So you see, kepeda plays a role. Level three is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ramah quotes, the minhag Yisrael, is to not have even a miyat she'eno makbid. That's the minhag. So that's what women try to do bizman hazeh, to try to take any tiny thing off, even a miyat she'eno makbid. That's the minhag. But it's going to have a big nafkamina. Let's say a rav gets a call after a woman goes to the mikvah and says, oh, I found this, or I did that. Right, so do I have to go to the mikvah again? So that's where the Rav has to figure out, is this a miyat she'eno makbid, where most of the time the Rav is going to say you don't have to go back to the mikvah, but it's just that you violate the minhag is a minhag l'chatchila. You have to do your best, but yeah, but especially if you came home already, you're not going to have to go back. But if it's in the drabana category already, then it's a more serious issue. If it's either rov, or it's most of the time you don't have rov, the big issue is makbid or not. And there are issues about how do you determine makbid. Do you go by this woman? Do you go by the whole world? Do you go by, is she always makbid? Is she makbid one time in history? We generally makbid by all these sheets. It's the Shulchan Aruch there. Talks about the different opinions. So kpeda is an issue by Hilchas Nida as well. But here the Gemara comes up with Metzias, where it's an issue by Hilchas Shabbos, even though it's not a chatzitza, because the water could get through. Fine. Sinan Hasam. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says in Mikvos, Ve'elu chotzin ba'adam. The following are chotzeits by a person, and you have to take it off to go to the mikvah. Chutei tzemer v'chutei pishon v'aretzua shabrosh shabrosh yabanos. Right. These strings of wool and flax, and these ritzuos threads in the heads of the little girls. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shall semer v'shal seir in chotzeitzim v'reishah mayim bo'en bohen. Rabbi Yehuda says, wool, that's the one that's a machlokes, v'seir, and hair, those two items are not chotzeitzim, because those are loose and water can get through. Omer Rav Huna, and Rav Huna has a statement about this discussion, v'kulon v'rashi abonos shaninu. Rav Huna says, all of these items are talking about when they're on the head. When they're on the head. So, Masel Rav Yosef l'mutei mai. Rav Yosef says, what is Rav Huna excluding? Is he excluding only on the head? Is it going to be a chatzitza problem? But on the neck is not going to be a chatzitza problem. Udamai. So what material is he excluding on the neck and saying that this is not a chatzitza problem? Is he excluding the woolen strings on the neck? That the woolen strings on the head are going to be a chatzitza, but the woolen strings on the neck are not going to be a chatzitza? Yes, Gemara, that can't be. Hashter rachal gabi kasha chotzeitz. If you have woolen strings on the hair is a hard surface. So you have woolen strings on the head. The Tanakhama says that is a chatzitza. Rachel gabirachmi boy, on the neck is a softer surface. And if you have something soft on something soft, they go together better, and therefore there's more of a reason for water not to get through. So therefore, that's not a chatzitza. If the resh is a chatzitza, surely if on the head is a chatzitza, soft on hard, then surely soft on soft has to be a chatzitza. Those go together, there's more of a chash that water's not going to get through. So what is it? So again, what is Rav Huna saying? Ela lemutei chutei pishton. So maybe it's excluding chutei pishton, which is a harder material on the neck. So again, the Gemara says hashta chashal gabi kasha chotzeis kashal gabi rachmi boy. The Tanakhama says pishton on the head is already a chatzitza, a hard thing on a hard thing. So a hard thing on a soft thing. Again, there's more of a chash that water is not going to get through. So therefore, how could that be? It's excluded. So Elam Rav Yosef, you're right. Rav Yosef, nothing to do with per se chatzisa issues. Why? Because on the neck, a woman doesn't want to strangle herself. So obviously things are loose on the neck. On the head, it can be tight. But on the neck, you know why there are no chatzisa issues here on the neck? Because a woman doesn't want to strangle herself, and therefore there's always going to be it's always going to be loose. Esve, I'm sorry. Right. The Gemara means to say that a woman won't put it tight enough so that water can't get through because she doesn't want to be so uncomfortable. That's the issue. Again, what about a loose necklace? What about a very loose necklace? So Bisman Azad, the minhag is for women to take off everything. To take off the necklace also, even though it's loose. What about rings? The Ramah quotes in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchos Matilos Yadayim, that the minhag is, even if a ring is loose, the minhag is to take it off. We don't know what's tight, what's loose. Bisman Azad Lamaisa, we're not exactly sure what's roughly and what's haduk. They're going to take off everything. If let's say a woman can't get off a ring, sometimes in the winter the fingers expand. So it's something that's very hard for a woman to get off a ring. What could you do with the avid for Natilas Yadayim? It's a very tricky issue. But at least the Chachila, a woman is supposed to try to take off her ring. I guess if there's any man that wears a ring, should also take off the ring for Natilas Yadayim too.
We say that for Chatzitza, if it's permanent,
yeah,
then it's not a problem.
We said for Chatzitza, permanent is not a problem as long as it's bottled to your body. You can't say a ring is bottled to your body. Let's say you have a filling. A permanent filling could be bottled to the body.
Like a permanent nail.
Nails. So nails are a serious issue. That's the Achiezer. But it depends on the kind of nails. There are nails that long nails are one issue. There are types of nails that women put on for beauty. Wraps. These other things. Some of the other rabbanim told me that they went and they did the research. I didn't go in. But they said that's serious issues. If it's something extra that comes off once a month or once every 2-3 weeks, that a woman has to try to time it, that she takes it off the day before and she puts it on the next day. Those are serious issues, things that are external to the, they're not natural. Even the things that are natural, that's the Minhag Yisrael quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Minhag is for women to cut their nails before they go to the mikvah. She got the manicure after, right? To cut the nails. Okay, four lines from the bottom. Esvi, Abaya, Habano. So what did we just say? That a woman, anything on the neck, it's going to be loose, and therefore there's a chatzitza issue. Esvi, Abaya, Habano, Yotzes, Vachut, Shabbaz, Neyem, Avalob, Chabok, and Shabbazav, Arehen. The girls could go out with the strings in their ears. Rashi explains they used to put strings in their ears to keep so the hole doesn't close up. So it was a woman, a girl gets pierced ears. If you don't put an earring in it for a couple of weeks, you have to pierce it again. So they used to keep strings in their ears in order to keep the hole. But they can't go out with these chabakin, another type of jewelry, shebetzavarein on their neck. But why can you go out with this jewelry on the neck? And the neck is always loose, we said. So why is there any type of issue? Amaravina, hacha, turning over, biktala askinan. No, we're talking about a ktala. The isha chonekas as asma. The nichalisha tiraeb kabbalas baser. Rashi quotes, this is some type of bib. That's what Rashi is explaining. It's a little type of little apron bib that a woman puts on over her so that she doesn't get her clothing dirty. But it was an ornate type of bib that was worn. But a woman used to make it dafka tight so the skin of her neck would stick out. Rashi quotes Tera Balas Basa, like she gets a double chin. She gets there's a lot of skin showing by the neck chin area. So dafka, this type of jewelry she wanted to do tight. So that's why dafka, that type of jewelry is a chatzitza issue. But again, other jewelry is not an issue around the neck because ein isha chonekes es atzma. So you call a choker. Okay, I don't know what is a choker. A choker is something that you put tight around the neck. So right. So that's that would be a parallel idea. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shasavav solser in chotes imenesha bayin bo'en bahen. Shes Rabbi Yehuda back in the Mishnah that we had on the Omer Aleph. The bishop quoted from Mikvos. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Tsema, the strings of wool and hair are not chotzeis because water got in them." If you remember, the Tanakama had said wool is a chatzitza, and the Tanakama had been silent about seyar. All of a sudden, Rabbi Yehuda says seyar is not a problem. So what about what the Tanakama say? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, bechutei seyar. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda bechutei seyar that it is not a chatzitza. Amar Le'abaya Halach b'chal de pligi. If you're saying halach is like him, it's mashma that there's another shita out there that the rabbanan argue. The Tanakama argues, but who says the Tanakama argues? The Tanakama didn't say a word about chutei seyar. And if you want to say ilav the shaminim, Tanakama da'ir b'chutei seyar, ihunami lo havi ma'iri. But if you want to say, why would Rabbi Yehuda mention it? He obviously must have heard the Tanakama say it, and that's why he's arguing. Why else would he comment? So if you want to say that's the diuk, so you know the Tanakama says aser, but that's wrong. The dilma kishem kamar lahu. Maybe all of Yehuda means is a kishem. He's giving a parallel. He's giving a model. Ki heichi demodisuli b'chutei seyar. He is telling the rabbanan, hey, you rabbanan, you agree with me by chutei seyar that it's not a chatzitza. So odili minami b'chutei semer. Agree with me too by chutei semer. But really, in truth, everybody agrees by chutei seyar. So that's how the Gemara seems to end. The Gemara is going to prove it again in a minute, that bechutei seyar, threads made out of hair, which we'll talk about in a minute, where does that come up, there is no machlokas. Itmar Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Modav Chacham Rabbi Yehuda bechutei seyar, again, the Chachamim agree, by chutei seyar. Tanya Amihachi, chutei tsemer, chotesin, chutei seyar, in chotesin. The Tanakama says, beforish, chutei tsemer of wool is chotesin, and seyar is not, water could get through. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shal tsemer, vishal seyar, in chotesin. Rabbi Yehuda says, both are not chotesin. There's a Mishnah later on that is also meduyak to show us that chutei seyar is not a chatzitza. Diktani, as it says in the Mishnah later on daf samach dalad amabez, later on in our parak, yotze isha bechutei seyar beimishlam beimishal chaberta. A woman could go out on Shabbos with chutei seyar with the hair, whether it's her hair or whether it's hair of her friend mishal chaberta. And the Gemara says, Abtut. So why? A, you're not worried she's going to take it off, like Rashi mentioned before, about the hair covering. B, Ischutei Seyar, so you're not worried she's going to, in terms of the mikveh issue, there must be that it's not a chatzisa, meyikar hadin, if all they could get through. Again, like I said, the minhag Yisrael is miyashin o makvi, you take everything off. You take off rings, you take off this, you take off that. But here from the Mishnah, this Medayik, the Tanakhama says, Ischutei Seyar is not a chatzitza. So Mani, so who is the author of that Mishnah? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, afilu chodei semer nami. So we said Rabbi Yehuda says even chodei semer is mutter, which is a bigger chiddush. So if the Mishnah was the Rabbi Yehuda, so you should mention chodei semer. Elav Rabbanani, v'shmamino, the chodei seyar lo pligi, shmamino. It must be, no, the shita of the Rabbanan, who hold that chodei seyar is not chodeis, even though chodei semer is chodeis, and that's why chodei seyar is dafka mentioned. Fine. That's the Mishnah later on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Again, I'm not going to be here that day, but I just want to mention something now. The Mishnah's quoted here. There's an important Shilta Giborim on that Mishnah. It's on Chavtes Amud Aleph in the Daf Erif, if you want to look it up. The Shilta Giborim says, one might think, looking around our day and age, the Shilta Giborim, it's about 500 years ago, Rabbi Yeshua Boaz, Lebeis Baruch, that was his name. I think he was a grandson of the great grandson of the Tosas Rid, maybe? I don't remember. But I have to look it up. But anyway, the Shilta Gemara there says, you look around today and you see everybody wearing shaitels. When did shaitels start? There's a lot of controversy about shaitels. Many of the Sephardic poskim, Father Yosef and others, have tshuvas. Many of them are very against shaitels. What do you mean shaitels? There's an Indian of Kisui Rosh. It could be an issue daraisa. You look at the Mishnah Brewer and Simenai and Hein Arachayim. He holds his daraisa. Very, very strong words. And on the issue of Kisi Rosh for women, Kisi Rosh Lanashim. So we know Kisi Rosh. The Mishnah in Ksubis talks about different types of coverings. The Gemara talks about when did Chaitel start? When did wearing your own hair, another woman's hair? So the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Mishnah. What's this Mishnah we just quoted here? Yotze b'chutei seyar. Bein mishal al bein mishal chavata. What's a woman wearing chutei seyar on her head for? Obviously says the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about a nesua. We're talking about a married woman, and she's wearing a sheitel. So you see, sheitels were around even 600, even with the times of the Mishnah. According to, what was the Mishnah? The year 200, 1800 years ago. 1800 years ago, they were already wearing sheitels. Shulchan Aruch on Chav Testament Aleph. It's a very important mucker for the whole sugya. V'yesh smach l'nashim hayotos v'kisi saros shilohen k'shei nesuos, etc., etc. Yidbeku bo se'ar no'eh. Vaharbe kadesha tiskashet b'seyar v'hasam b'isha nesua mayri, etc. Umashmela had yoshem utaros benos yisrael hiskashet b'hem the seyar b'isha, and then he gives us a little svara. And this is a help. Like one might say, you know, like, well, aren't you just trying to fake out the halacha? The answer is no. The seyar barosh b'isha erva to ka'amar lo havi ela b'seyar hadavuk l'b'sar mamish. What is the definition of Seir B'Isha Erva? Right, we have the Gemara in Brachas Chavdalet. Shok B'Isha Erva, Kol B'Isha Erva, Seir B'Isha Erva. What does that mean? The definition of this Erva is hair connected to the body, seen in the context of the body. That's Seir B'Isha Erva. But the second it is talush, the second it is disconnected, so it's not called Erva. That's not called Erva. Doesn't matter what it looks like. And he says you can make it beautiful. He says Seir B'Isha Erva is that only when it's Dovah Klipsara. That's the definition of Erva in this context. Again, Shok B'Isha Erva might be different. But at least that's what it means here. Aval Seir Machasa Saira Ein Kamishav Seir B'Isha Erva V'gam Lo Mibur Puras Roz V'Nira Z'lo Shna Saros Dida Lo Shna Ayach Saros Shal Chavrta. Doesn't matter if she's using her own hair. Kol O Da'avidi L'Kisui HaSeir V'Hein Telushos Aval B'Da Kisha Tula K'deisha Tera Abala Seir Ein Baka Klum B'Shaper Dami. That's one of the important makaros on the issue. Again, this is a huge sugya. There are others, Sam Sofer and others, are against. As I mentioned, the Rav Adi Yosef and others are against it. But Rov of the Poskim, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where a man asked him, you know, I don't want my wife to wear a sheitel and she wants to. What could I do? How can I force her? And Moshe says, no, you can't. You know, she's following the din and Baruch Hashem, she's covering her hair. But Rov of the Poskim and the Minhag Yisrael of the Ashkenazic Jews is to wear peyanachris, to wear sheitels, and that is fine. The Lubavitcher Rebbe is even more. He says sheitels are better than hats. Right, in many of his writings, I have a whole kuntras at home written by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, all of his letters and writings to gather together about Kisui Rosh. So he's more machabek. He thinks with sheitels, every single hair is covered. That's a separate issue. How much hair, even if you cover your hair, could a little bit be left out? Or Moshe has a square tefach, whatever, a separate issue. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe is I think most mishpachot Chabad dafka wear sheitels because they think the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that's better than in the writings that I saw. Say that's better than other head coverings because that really covers everything. He's talking about chaitels, not falls. So that's the, but that's his shita. But again, this Mishnah that's quoted here from Daf Samach Daled is one of the big makoros regarding the sheitel issue. Not Dafka, the whole mitzvah of Kisi Rosh, that's the Mishnah Ksubas, but the sheitel issue. Okay, two das. V'lo betotafos, my totafos, what are totafos that a woman is not allowed to go out with? Amar v'yosef chumrsa dekatifta. Some type of item that is worn to ward off ayin hara. She can't wear out. What do you mean? Why shouldn't it be like an expert, experienced, used amulet that the Mishnah later on says that you can wear out? Right? If it's a mumcha. We mentioned mumcha three times. That was the Rashi a couple days ago. Apu zainu. It's an apu zainu. What's an apu zainu? Some other type of, it says on the side, pirish, tzitz. Some type of ornament that went across the forehead. Tani nami hachi, yose isha bisvacha hamuz heves. A woman could go out with a golden head covering. Ubitotavas ubisarbitin hakavuin ba. And these jewelry items that are attached to the head covering. Again, as Rashi explained, because we're not choshi, that she's going to take it all off, because the women don't go out peruas rosh. Ezo totavas vezo sarbitin. What's the difference? Amar abiyavo, totafas amukafas lami ozen la ozen. Totefes is the item of jewelry that goes across from ear to ear. That's across the forehead, like that sits. Sarbitin magiyan la adlechia. These are the sarbitin. Are items that hang down from the head. You know, these jewelry that hang down, sometimes you see more of in the Sephardic culture, they have these types of jewelry that hang down from a tzitz item that covers the forehead, that even goes even down to the cheeks. Alechia. The rich make these out of gold and silver, the poor women make these out of different types of colored garments. Fine, that's Totavas and Sabutim. Below the Kavul. What is Kavul? The Mishnah says you can't go out with a Kavul to Rishas HaRabim. So two pshatim, what a Kavul is. Amar Rabbiane, Kavul Zayini Deya Mahu. I don't know what a Kavul is. Two possibilities. E, Kavla Da'avda Tnan. Is it a Kavla Da'avda? What's a Kavla Da'avda? Rashi says it's some type of signet or emblem that an Eved wears so that everybody knows he's an Eved. That's a Kavla Da'avda. Right, if you look at the Rashi, Kavla Da'avda, Simin Hochacha Shehu Eved. The Simin Hochacha that a person's an Eved. That's a Kavla Da'avda. So is that what the Mishnah is referring to? That that's extra and you can't go out with that? Aval Kippa Shel Semer Shaper Dummy. But a woolen head covering, which also might be referred to as a Kavul, which goes under the hat, that she can wear out because there's less of a chance she's going to remove that? Odilma. Or do we say no? The Mishnah is referring to a kipeshal semer, the woolen thing that goes under the hat, and surely kavla da'avda, with this more of a chshash that she'll take it off, that's also usher. So which is it? So there are two deos in the Gemara. We'll do the first one today. Rabbi Avo thinks it makes sense that it's the kipeshal semer is being referred to in the Mishnah, which means the woolen thing is usher, and kol shekein the kavla da'avda is usher. And there's a brisa that seems to point in that direction. Aisha goes out with can go out with a kavul or with an istama lachatzer. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, what's an istama? We'll see in a minute. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, af a kavul Rishas Rabim. Rav Shimon Elazar says no, she could even go out with a kavul to Rishas Rabim. Arguing on our Mishnah, klal Amar Rav Shimon Elazar, and this is the line that we're being medayik from now. Rav Shimon Elazar said, kol shu v'mata min asvacha yotzen bo. Anything that's under the hat. It's mutter to go out with. So you see the context of this brisa is about talking about things on the hat, under, over. So you see it's including the svacha, the kippah shel semer that's under the svacha. So that's Rabbi Avo's raya that the Mishnah is referring to that. My istama, let's just do this. Amar Rabbi Avo bizyoni. What's an istama bizyoni? What's a bizyoni? My bizyoni. Amar Abaya, Amarav kalya pruchi. It is a some type. Rashi explains it's some type of a garment that prevents the hair from going out from under the hat. Let's stop there for a minute. Just wanted to mention one thought from Rav Soloveitchik that he mentions. I saw last night in one of his volumes, Reflections of the Rav, where he quotes talking about this kavla da'avda. He quotes a machlokes between last week's parsha. It has the mitzvah of tzitzis. And the Chazal quote, tzitzis, why the tzitzis of tchelas dom eliyam, yam dom lurki, etc. supposed to remind us of the Shemayim. The Shemayim at what time of day? That's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam says that the tchelas is the color of Shemayim at noon, meaning blue sky. Blue sky, that's the color of Tchelet. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Tzitzis, in Perek Beis. Rashi says, Rashi in Bamidbar, in next week's Perek Tezvah, Pasuk Mem Aleph, Rashi says, Tchelet Sarakia Shemashchir Besof Hayom. No, Tchelet is this color of the sky at the end of the day. And where does the word, and therefore it's a darker, it's a black. That's, by the way, where the minhag comes from, having black stripes or blue stripes on a person's talus. This is my focus, Rashi Rambam. Right? The black is Rashi, right? Because that's, chelas is more black. People have blue stripes, so that's more the Rambam. So what's, but then Rashi adds, where does the word chelas come from anyway? So Rashi says, tough and shin are interchangeable sometimes, and tachol is shachol. It's bereavement. Shiko b'choros. Because there's a remez to machas b'choros happened at night. So that's why Rashi holds that it's connected to the psil t'cheles. T'cheles reminds us of the machas b'choros, which happened at night, and that's why you take the color of the sky as it gets darker. So ask Rav Soloveitchik, what does tzitzis have to do with machas b'choros? What is tcheles? Tcheles reminds us of Omis. Why am I after Machas Bechoros? Says the Rav Soloveitchik. When Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they must have worn a kavod da'avda. Right? And in those days, this is the times of the Gemara. This must have been the accepted thing. They wore some type of signet. As I think Menachem will talk more about tomorrow, other type of signet. But in Mitzrayim, they wore a kavod da'avda. So Machas Bechoros is the moment when we became Avdei Hashem, in some sense. So at that moment, no more kavod da'avdas. We get tcheles right then, because tcheles is our kavod da'avda. Our tzitzis is our kavod da'avda, that we're avdei Hashem. That switched, and that's why when we put on our tzitzis, that reminds us of Machas Bechoros, says the Rav, because that's our kavod da'avda. We used to be avdei Mitzrayim, and now we're avdei Hashem. Upon achieving their freedom on the night of the Exodus, they defiantly removed these seals. In exchange, they were to wear a new seal, tzitzis with tcheles, indicating that henceforth they were to serve God, their new master. Avadaheim, v'lo avadim, la'avadim. And that's what he quotes, it's a Mefurash Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh, in Parsha Shlach, he says, Shekach osim la'avadim, v'atzitzis, v'chaz osim la'avadim, v'kabal da'avda, v'atzitzis made al Yisrael sheheim avdei Hashem, k'de'isa mesech ha'shavdes, kavla da'avla. And when you see this, you'll remember that you're not b'nei chorin to do whatever you want, so you read this Gemara, you think this is, oh, kavla da'avda, what does this tell me in life? You know, this is, okay, going out with a signet, it's mamish, this is tzitzis. Kavla da'avda is our signet, is our tzitzis, that we are avdei Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here by Tana Rabbanan. So, Be'ez Hashem, I give chizuk again. My teammate, Menachem Kagan, is going to be taking over the next couple of weeks, and we know he's going to do a great job, and everybody should keep listening every day, and we should meet again, Be'ez Hashem, be ma'achid on Torah in a couple of weeks. It's wonderful. I've been going to a wedding last night, different people telling me about their listening in all different cities, in Baltimore, in Eretz Yisrael, in Boston, but it's wonderful that we're the power of Torah to be ma'achid people, and we should keep the achdus going. And today's shiur was just Le'ilui Nishmas, David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai. Good. Amen.